Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Brura in the middle of Simen Tof Resh Mem Tes. And we're going to pick up on the very top line in the middle of the Ramah, the very end of the line where the Os Lamed Hei for the Sif Katan in the Mishnah Brura starts. And Ramah tells us, V'chaser, if you're dealing over here with a Esrog or one of the Dalid Minim, that is missing something, it's kosher bishar yom. He brings down from the Torah that this is good on any day but the first day. On the first day, it has to be full, complete, but if it's missing something, it's good on days 2 through 7. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Sivkot Lamed Hey, why is this? He tells us, Lukuliyama, this is good according to everybody, because the Om Rishon Daraisa Begrulin, as we mentioned many times already, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah to go take all 7 days. But in the Gvulin, which most understood, meaning any place outside the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned previously there's a very interesting Bikur Yaakov that says that in Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim has the status of being like the Beis HaMikdash in certain things. For example, you can eat kosher kalim there. So too, in regards to this din, in the old city, they would actually go and take the lulav all 7 days as well. But the simple understanding is that it means outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there was only a din to take it the first day. Yom Rishon is Daraisa, and therefore Shai Yom in the Rabban and Zeichel HaMikdash. We said Rav Yochanan Zaki set up the 9 takonas that he did for Zeichel HaChurban, Zeichel HaMikdash, and one of them was that you take the lulav and esrog all 7 days. Not only the first day, but you take it days 2 through 7 as well. And therefore, Hilkach, Ikar HaLekicha, the essential taking it is Kigon Arba Minim Shebelulav, to take the 4 species, the lulav esrog hadas min arabos ulekicha l'chol echa v'echa b'vnei hamatzo v'lo sheitol echa b'shul kulam. So the rabbi set up that you should take all 4 of them, not just take 1. So therefore, tikkun gam bishar yomei kein daraisa. So the rabbi set up, don't just have a remembrance just taking 1. We take all 4 like we did on the first day. However, avo b'chosel lo tikkun, but they didn't make the first day have all the dinim for the days 2 through 7, and therefore for the concept that it has to be not chaser, that they didn't set up. Likewise, Zechei Bishal, you're allowed to have borrowed. You don't have to have a menatan amanas lahachser, like we said on the first day, it has to be lekachtum lochem. So this was the chaser and shol was not set up by the rabbis for days 2 through 7. Now, the issue footnote number 57 brings down Shemina Torah, a mitzvah lulav chutz l'mikdash shall be yom rishon, like we said. V'chachamim tiknu she'enita b'chol mokum kol shiva, as we've already explained. The issue footnote number 58 brings down im motzei esrog she'en bo chisar. If you do have an esrog that is not chaser, so the Ravid says that's certainly preferable to taking one that's chaser, even though both are good, but certainly because of zeh keli v'yamveh, you should take the one that is not chaser. And this is also the opinion of the Bikur Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger Zatzal, the great German Rav, who wrote the famous Bikur Yaakov, and he writes, Sheyesh hidur mitzvah b'sholim yosei b'chaser, that there's a hidur mitzvah to take a full one, even though technically it could be yosei with a chaser on days 2 through 7. There's also the opinion of the Kafa Chaim, the great Sfaradi posik. She tochin sha pia sod. He says, based upon Kabbalistic reasonings, so she sholim kol shiva. You should ideally have it complete all 7 days. And there's also the opinion of the Chazon Ish. Lemi shenofa lo ha oketz mi esrog. If the oketz came off from the esrog, and this is a psul of chaser, so he says, on days 2 through 7, you should try to take another esrog. The issue foot number 59 explains from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, shekevin shem psulo begufo. Sharihu min kosher ela she'eno shelo. The problem of it doesn't belong to you, so on the first day you require lekach mulchem, but there's technically nothing wrong with it, so therefore b'shar yomim lo tiknu ela zech lemikdash. The rabbi said there's only zech lemikdash, so they weren't machmir, then it has to be lekach dem lochem. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, udvarim she'taimo mishum she'eno hadar. However, things that require hadar, so there are different opinions. Each day of poskim. So he brings down first the opinion of the Rambam, Visiyato, and many that hold like the Rambam, Lahachshir, that just like you don't need to have mala, it could be chaser, or it could be borrowed on days 2 through 7, kimo b'chaser, the same thing applies if it lacks hadar. V'dasa rosh visiyato, however, the rosh, and those that hold like the rosh, are machmir, lahachmir is there. They say that you do require hadar because of the concept of zeh keli b'aveyu, hidur mitzvah. And the sosam haramah lekameh b'zeh kavasayu. And the Ramah seems to say that he follows the opinion of the Rosh to be machmir, that you should use a hadar one all 7 days. The issue footnote number 60 brings down, this Ramah is based upon the fact that he says if it's dried out or if it's spotted, it's possible all 7 days, and that's a psul of lack of hadar. Now we go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "V'nital pitma." So if the pitim was taken off, a uktzo, or if the oketz was taken off, dino chaser. In both of these situations, it's like chaser. And we said the second through seventh day, chaser is kosher. The kosher miyom rishon va'elach, and he brings down for the rainy Yerucham that this would therefore be good. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Vav, he does bring down Ayin El Sivin Tov Reish Memches Siv Zayin, where this was discussed, and he says Ayin the Mogen Avraham Shevi Diyesh Poskim Shesovrim the Nitel Apitim Hu Mishum Hadar. That's if you say it's chaser, like we just said. But if you say it's hadar, so then, as we just brought down, the Rosh V'Siyato would say that it is required on days 2 through 7. V'umitzadeh gam kein kavasayu. And the Ramah holds like that, V'alkein ein lohokel v'nitel ha-pitma kol shiva. And therefore, one should try ideally to have a pitim all 7 days. However, umikol makom, im ef sholim so acher, if you can't find one with the pitim still intact, then you can rely upon this makel opinion. Because the majority opinion is like the Rambam anyway, that says the af osin should psulim mishum hadar, even if it was a lack of hadar, kosher b'shar yomi. And he brings down from the El Yerabba that that's the Rambam's opinion, and those the majority opinion that those hold like the Rambam. So therefore, even if you want to tell me it's not a problem of chaser, it's a problem of hadar, if it's missing a pitim, nevertheless, if you can't find anything else, we can rely upon the Rambam of siyato. And it's mashma from this that bid the evit, you can even make a bracha on it. However, he brings down v'yeshem afakbukin linyan bracha. There are those that disagree in regards to a bracha, and you can see this is the Shaar HaTzion, this is the Prima Gadim in the Bikur Yaakov. Achein, therefore, im yitzdarev old suffik was there. If you can combine some other suffik with this im nitla pit muscle with the missing pitum, for example, ayin la'el in simen tav resh meches siv zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, which Dershu footnote number 62 tells us, Ba'ofen shenitel hadad, the entire top part of the esrog is missing. Avolononas and makom aguma, but it didn't have a pit in its place. And there the Mishnah Berurah brought down that this is a machlokus in the poskim. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Bevadai yuchal avarach b'shar yomi. Then you definitely can make a bracha on this because you've been starved with it, this other condition. So therefore you can make a bracha on it days 2 through 7. Ramah continues and he says, Miyu, however, im nikvu achbarim. If mice, however, made it chaser, lo yitlenu, then you're not allowed to take it. Afshar yomim, even the days 2 through 7, because that's disgusting. Mishum mos, he brings down the name of the kobol. It's disgusting and is inappropriate to use. However, he says, ad sheyoser nikur ha'achbarim. But if you can remove the area that the mice scratched it, that the mice took a piece from it, so you cut out that area, so therefore it's no longer disgusting. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, ulohochi mekalinun kan, and therefore you can be mekal in this situation, the medina hu b'chlal chaser, because the mice only makes it into chaser. And therefore, the chaser kosher b'shar yomi, and the chaser is not a problem on days 2 through 7. Why can't you use it? Because it's disgusting. Because it's disgusting. And therefore, if you remove the disgusting part, it becomes kosher again because it's just chaser. The issue foot number 63 brings down, if insects, however, made these little marks in it, so the Kav Chaim says, that's not a problem. You don't have to remove them because on days 2 through 7, this is just a problem of chaser, and it's not disgusting. Insects aren't disgusting like a mouse is disgusting. And therefore, mikol makom nochal chaser smokom anikor. But he says, nevertheless, it's proper to go and remove any mark over here, even from the insects. Dishuv number 64 brings down the hadas and the arava that had a bite out of them from an achbar or some sort of a achbar's mark. So the Sfas Emes says that's different than the esrog because that's not disgusting because they're not foods. And therefore, it's mos, if it's mos le'achila, it's mos le'mitzvah. But if it's not for achila, it wouldn't be necessarily mos. And this is also the opinion of the Shel Shuv's Beis David, where he writes, shenik or shel achbarim ain't oposa belulav. It wouldn't ruin it on a lulav. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Avo b'menumor if it's spotted, or yavish if it's dried out, the medina posul mishum hadar. This is a lack of hadar. So as we just said, lahochi ein mol tikkun. Since this is a lack of hadar, we paskin lechatchila like the rush, the siyato, so therefore, mishum deba mikoch psul, it comes from something that isn't hadar, so just removing this so you don't have the spots or the dried out part, that won't make it good lechatchila. And that's really what the Ramah says now. Aval m'hayu yavesh o menumar shepasu kol shivas yamim, because this is a harder problem. Afim chatach hayavesh oso ha'mnimor, if you did remove the dried out parts, or if you removed over here the parts that's spotted, Nevertheless, still puzzle kol shiva. It still is not going to be good all 7 days because it's a lack of hadr, and we pass it, like we said, like the rush. Hol bami kol psul, since it comes from a psul of lack of hadr, and this is brought down hagos hashri from the rush. Now, Sivkot Lamed Ches tells us in the Mishnah Brura, Ein the Bir Hagro, Shemetzadi Lomar, the Vilna Gaon holds, the Lafim Masha Posek HaMechaber Le'el, that which the Mechaber Paskin previously, in Simen Tov Reish Mem Ches, if you Dalid, the Im also Bo Chazazis, O Shehu Menuma Vikilfo, if it had the Chazazis on these little blemishes on it, or was spotted, and you remove those parts, so Im Chozu Lemara Esu Kosher, if it returns to its normal coloration, then it is kosher. So Mukach de Paul Galzeh. So he would argue with this as well. This is the opinion as well of the Marma Mordechai. And therefore, Mordechai says, the age lodun lahakel bechotachayveshos, one can be makel if you cut off the dry part, or anymore the spotted part, bishar yomi on days 2 through 7. Meyachar de sosam amachaber kidasarama v'siyato, because especially since the Mechaber paskins over here like the opinion of the Rambam and those that hold like him, the chol apsulim, including hadar, mishum mumim, aren't a problem on days 2 through 7. The kol was there, bein shapsul mishum chaser or mishum hadar. He holds this is true if it's lacking something or if it's a lack of hadar. It's kosher b'yom tov sheni, it's even good in yom tov sheni shogolios, and certainly the rest of the days. The chol was there, af yoveshel menumar, the time of mishum hadar. And this would include even dried out or spotted. Even if there are a lack of hadar, the Rambam says it's not a problem. However, af below chatach, if you didn't cut them out, akaponim ein lonu lahachmir b'chatach. He says we don't have to be machmir on them if you cut it out, even if we may be machmir if you didn't cut it out. Or b'mokom atchach, in under extenuating circumstances, uvada yeh shlitzvah chazeh, you certainly can rely upon this more. Make a opinion. And he adds, "I am Asher Kosabnu lekame le'inyan chazazes." We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow share what he says about chazazes, these other types of blemishes. Finally, the Ramah concludes, "Umutu lechatchila lihasnos al esrog." He says, "Lechatchila, you're allowed to go make a tanai on an esrog." Now, in the issue foot number 66, he brings down, we don't really know how to make tanayim properly, so it's better not to do something like this. But at least in theory, a person could make a tanai on the esrog. Sheyia kulo liyom rishon v'sheino bodu imenu kol ben hashmoshul solo sheni. If you want to eat your esrog on day 2, so normally during the ben hashmoshul period of time, it's still hooked shalom mitzvaso, so that would only make it also the entire next day as well. And then, since it will be also during that banish wash, it will be also the next day as well. And it will be also all of Sukkot. So it says, if you make it tonight, that you're only making it kadosh for the first day, shiakulo justly on rishon, the eino bodo mimeno ko banish wash shalosheni, and I'm reserving the right to eat it during the banish wash period of time on the second day, so therefore, you aren't automatically saying it's migu dischatsoi banish wash, it's called kulo yoma. So then in this situation, the Eilach, you're reserving the right to use it from the second Ben Hashmoshos and onwards. Umutaroz lechatchila lechom imenu yom sheni ve'elach. Then you could actually eat it on the second day or onwards. V'lot seisi de mitzvah imanisha. And use the other esrogim that you have to fulfill the mitzvah. It brings down the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rosh. Now what exactly are we talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamites that Hainu, on Erev Yontif, kol the Ben Hashmoshos, before the Ben Hashmoshos on the first day, so you say, I'm reserving the right that I'm going to not have it designated as a esrog to be yotzei the mitzvah during the Ben Hashmoshos of the second night, between the first and the second day, and therefore I am not designating it as an esrog. As Mishbur and Sivkot Mem tells us, you can't go and say on the first day that this should apply, Doha Yom Rishon is Katsoi Kulo. The first day during the Ben Hashmoshos, you're setting it aside as your esrog to be yotzei with. And therefore, if you were to say that you're not setting it aside, the chaser, it would be then lacking, and it would be possible, and it wouldn't be good. And therefore, l'chein tzorech l'hisanos, you have to make the tnai, shino boldu mimenu b'ben hashmoshel sholei sheni ve'elach. Therefore, it's only on the second night, the start of the second night, the ben hashmoshel period of night, between the first and second night, that you're doing this. The issue footnote number 68 brings down that the lashon of the Ramah, she'eino boldu mimenu, called Ben Hashmoshos, so he brought down in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Ches Legabe Noi Sukkah. The same question was, if you want to make a permission to go use the Noi Sukkah, let's say you have fruits that you're hanging, you want to eat them. Shetzarich Lahasanos Mishum Shiesh LeBein Hashmoshos Techila V'Sof. You have to have it during the entire period of the Ben Hashmoshos that you're reserving the right to still use it. It has to be the entire Ben Hashmoshos. Because if you left even 1 minute that you weren't allowed to use it, then hukta noy sukkah l'chol yom kula. Then the noy sukkah is going to be no good. So the same thing would apply over here. However, in Simon Shin Tess, it was brought down. There it said that it's only muktzah, it's muktzah during the entire Ben Hashmashos. However, Ulam, he says, Imrak Chelek b'Ben Hashmashos le muktzah. It said over there that only part of the Ben Hashmashos was muktzah, part it wasn't. Ain't a muktzah l'chol yom. There we brought down that it's not muktzah for the entire day. And he says, look, if you go back over there in Simon Shin Tes, Sivkot Nyud Tes, he brings down a Yisha between that situation and our situation. Ayin Shah. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Aleph. He says, Umutur Oz L'Chatchila, to eat it on the second day. Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah tells us Sivkot Mem Aleph, the E Lo Hisna Ein Rashoy Lechol Mimenu Afilu B'Chol Yimechak. If you don't make this tonight, then each day is going to be Muktzah during the Ben Hashmashos, and therefore it's going to ruin it for the next day, the next day, the next day, until the end of the Sukkos. Given this, Ben Hashmashos, Shalom Rishon, it's going to be no good for all the other days as well. Now, the issue footnote number 69 tells us, V'afilu im nivsalo esrog li'achar sh'asav bosa mitzvah. Let's say the esrog, the pitum falls off, it loses its status as a kosher esrog, and you can't even use it once the mitzvah is done. You can't use it the next day. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch teaches us in Siman Tov Reish Samach Hei, because Mokum who Osir Koshi was summoned. Once it's Muksa, even if it can't be used anymore. Mishabur continues and he says, Vim Hifrish Lechatchil Yom Sheni, if you designate it to be your esrog on the second day, so Das HaMogin Avraham B'Shem Rosh, the Mogin Avraham says the name of the Rosh, the Mutal Lechol Afilu Below Tanai, then you would be allowed to eat it even without a Tanai, Rak Sheyashir Hashir Her Royal Yesrog, but you have to leave enough of the esrog that should be eligible for you to fulfill the mitzvah on the second day. The law I'm reading, in this situation, we don't say, Iskatsoi Rakashi or royally Esrog lo Yoser. We don't say only that amount was Osir. The Yeshomrim, Dafilu Hifrish Liom Sheni, even if you were separating it for the second day, Amrinan Diskatsoi Kol Esrog, then we do say the entire Esrog is no good. The Osir Lecho Mimenu, Imlo Shehisna Mitrilo, unless you made it tonight, you wouldn't be allowed to eat from it. The Chenisim Agro Biura, and this Machmir opinion is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The issue footnote number 70 brings down Shim Hifrish Esrog Liom Echad. It's only also for that day. The Gemara brings this case down that the person designated seven esrogim, one for each day. So Shulchan Aruch over there said, and then it can be eaten on the second day, so the next day. So the first esrog for day one can be eaten day two. The esrog that was designated for day two can be eaten day three, etc. Avo biyomo, on the day that it was designated, also liochle, then you're not only going to eat it. Why? Because it's huksa l'chol osu ayom. This opinion holds, it's huksa for the entire day, not until you do the mitzvah, but all day long. The Mishnah Berurah there said, Shemasha kosher shel shulchan aruch shemuta l'ochle l'mocharot, so it says you can eat the next day, lav davka, it can even be eaten at night. It means even the next night as well, because that's considered the next day, once it's past the Ben Hashmashos. The Ben Hashmashos period of time, that would be a Machlok is a suffix, what its status would be during the Ben Hashmashos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Beis tells us, Pirush Lecho Biyom Sheni V'Lo Tisbo Biyom Shlishi. If you wanted to, you could eat it on the second day, and still, as long as there was enough left for the third day, then you could then use it for the mitzvah on the third day. To also Lecho Kodum Netila. You wouldn't be allowed to go and eat it that day. Kidd Lekamon in Simon Tov Reish Nun Beis. Finally, Sivkot Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosav Aran, Davko binishtai rubo. When you're saying that you can still be yotze with it, with what's left over, so he says that's only if it's nishtai rubo, the shmo olav. It's still called an esrog. Halav hochi lav esrog mikre. Because if it's less than the rov, it's not called an esrog. The esrog amar rachmanav lo chatzi esrog. You have to take an esrog, so it has to be the majority of the esrog, and not half of an esrog is no longer called an esrog. However, Bepiske Marai, Mashman Dafilul Nishabo Elo Miyuto Sagiv Yom Sheni. It brings out from the dogma of Ravava that the Marai disagrees and says as long as there's enough of a shear left, Bubashi Nishar Shear Beitza, Kivul El, so Simon Tov Rechaz, it would be good. And he says as well, Ein the Bach. The issue footnote number 73 tells us that the Bach says, in this Ran, Shikidei Shechelik Hanisha Ye Koshel and Tila. It has to be something that's acceptable to use. Lodai Shashir Ye Kibetza, Elitzor Kam Shia Rubo Kayim. He says it has to be not only a Kibetza, but that's the majority of it. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, El Shein on a Bekim Betoim. We don't make such Tanoim, as I mentioned before, Kidel Sov Simon, Tov Reish Lamaches in Dagor, as the Ramah said over there. With this, we conclude today's share.